My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Now, it was late last week. I was scrolling through my feed and I saw the news that one of our favorites is joining the family. And next week, you'll be able to hear him on these very airwaves. The Fan Rochester is part of BetMGM tonight with our buddy Ryan Horvat. We welcome in Brad Evans. Hola, ¿cómo está, señor Huevos? Welcome to mi casa.
Hola, amigos!
Hey!
Yes, I'm super excited about the new show and ruining everybody's fantasy roster.
Well, I mean, we listen to BetMGM tonight. We've had Ryan. We love Ryan. Do I take it now we're going to get a lot of fantasy talk in BetMGM tonight?
Yeah, it was really a demand that I had. And, you know, Mitch Rosen was all ears, a tremendous man and, you know, phenomenal friend as well. And I said, Mitch, if we're going to do this show right, we got a really cast a wide net and address all gamers, not just the gamblers out there, and I'm one of them, but also all the fantasy players as well, because the gray area between the two is really washed away. And we're really looking forward to, you know, touching, you know, both bases. And we're going to do a lot of it through player props and those discussions and over-under on touchdowns and receptions and yards. So we cannot wait to get started.
Yeah, and all of that correlates to whether or not you're going to have a successful fantasy team or a successful fantasy week when you look at some of those prop bets, Brad. And I don't know, I feel like I'm kind of the average sports guy, right? I'm not a sharp by any means. I do place bets from time to time. I play in several fantasy football leagues. I mean, I feel like that's a show that's geared towards somebody like me who just wants the information presented in a fun and entertaining way, which you've done your entire career.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and it's exactly how we're going to, you know, approach it. There's going to be sound drops. There's going to be all kinds of musical references. It's going to be jackassery at its finest. I can tell you that right now. And we're going to, you know, provide a lot of information. We're going to talk to insiders for particular teams. We already got somebody lined up for the Kansas City Chiefs for the Thursday night football opener, as a matter of fact, to get you all the gory details on whether or not Samaje Perine is going to eat into the third down role of Isaiah Pacheco. And that's got some fantasy football ripple effects, for example. So, yeah, we're gonna cover all the bases. We're going to do more than football when stuff is in season. We'll address some baseball bets as well on Monday. We're going to really round the bases, use a baseball reference on BetMGM tonight. All the ins, all the outs, and all of the sweats. You're going to hear my real bets live on the air. We're going to track them in real time, and if something happens, we're going to drop a little CMC music factor. It's going to make you sweat, bop, 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 baby, and then we'll get an update on whether or not my bet panned out, or if I got to reload the bank account at BetMGM.
Brad Evans, our guest here in the Sports Bar. We got some fantasy questions lined up for you, and I'm sure this is a common one, but a lot of us are heading to the weekend where we have our drafts. I've got two coming up here, and we'll all get to this point in the draft where, all right, I'm looking at these wide receivers. There's Ayuk. Do I really feel confident here? Like, can I let him go another round here? Like, what is your advice when it comes to Brandon Ayuk? And, my gosh, are you penciling him in the Niners? after all, or does he get dealt the last second? And how, if at all, does the storyline with their left tackle, Trent Williams, you almost forget he's not there either right now.
Yeah, look, a lot of question marks, certainly, by the Bay. And, you know, with Brandon Ayuk, he's going to sign his name on the dotted line, get a deal done with the organization. They're making some progress in that department, but hey, we hear all these rumblings. Is he a guy that's going to get shipped out of town to Washington, go from left coast to right coast, maybe potentially to the Pittsburgh Steelers as well? And I would say both those, venues, if he winds up in P-Town or the nation's capital, or downgrades from where he's at now in San Francisco. So there is enhanced risk with Brandon Ayuk overall. I mean, right now, you look at the ADP at wide receiver 19. That's exactly where I have him ranked. If push comes to shove, I'm at a draft tonight, and, you know, gun in my head, do I make the call here on Brandon Ayuk at a, you know, a sizable investment? No, I don't, because the risks that are involved and incorporated with him. So as it stands now, I would allow somebody else to deal with the headache than to go out and draft him, because there's just so many unknowns attached to the excellent wide receiver currently of the San Francisco 49ers.
Brad, stud wide receivers out there, and some with question marks, some that haven't done anything this preseason. CeeDee Lamb just getting his deal done with Dallas. Ja'Marr Chase waiting for his deal, back on the practice field, but not in any sort of consistent way here leading up into week one. Justin Jefferson has a new quarterback. I guess if there's one guy that I feel like maybe you can count on more than any of them, it's Amon-Ra St. Brown in Detroit. I'm curious how you're dealing with and how you have these stud wide receivers, these top-tier wide receivers ranked.
I'll give you the ranking right now. I got my cheat sheet nice and neat in front of me. Always a single page. You can download it right now on my website, thegamingjuice.com. It's absolutely free. You have no excuse. So a wide receiver, and I'm using half-point PPR as kind of the measuring stick here. My one-of-one is CeeDee Lamb, followed by Tyreek Hill, then Ja'Marr Chase at three. I'm not too worried about the hold-in that's going on. I know he didn't practice today, but the expectation is he's going to suit up. He's not going to miss any game checks. We should learn that lesson from CeeDee Lamb. At number four, I got Amon-Ra, Ra, 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 St. Brown. And then Justin Jefferson at five. And that may surprise some people. Sam Darnold does throw a decent deep ball, but the accuracy in the intermediate field is my greater concern there. I would say maybe the upside is that Minnesota's going to probably play from behind early and often this season. That could be a 5 or 6 win franchise with the leaky defense that they possess. But, you know, with Justin Jefferson, there could be some hollow targets. So I like CeeDee Lamb a little bit more. Love Tyreek Hill and the continuity there with Tua Tagovailoa. Ja'Marr Chase at three, again, not too worried. And Amon-Ra got just a tremendously high floor. And it's all about established chemistry that he already possesses with Jared Goff and Detroit. Could they win a Super Bowl? That's my pick, guys. It's got to happen someday. It happens this year. It's 12-1.
That is fantastic here. Gosh, I remember last year, lines opening up, and they announced to the world, hey, opening night, we beat the Chiefs here. And, well, Kadarius Toney had a big part in that loss, and, well, he's no longer there. Question about where the ball is going in Kansas City, because you do have Hollywood Brown, not sure on his status here, but in terms of target share and that offense, and you mentioned P. Ryan coming over, they pick him off the scrap heap in Denver. How do you assess where the ball is going in Kansas City, Brett?
Yeah, well, look, obviously the king of consistency there is the $100 million man, at least half of that, Travis Kelce, with that Wondery deal that he just signed yesterday. Congrats, Mr. Taylor Swift. He's obviously going to be an elite tight end. And at wide receiver, I did love Hollywood Brown. Unfortunately, with the injury that he suffered from in the shoulder, you know, how soon is he going to be back? Hopefully he's only going to miss a game or two, if it's anything at all. He's a guy that can get a lot of the dirty work done. We saw him run some of those underneath routes with tremendous amount of success in Baltimore a couple of years ago. And the other guy that I really do like in this offense is Rashee Rice. And I don't think he's going to, get suspended. Obviously, there was some issues there stemming from the vehicle troubles that he had and the drag racing that he was in, street racing that he committed in the offseason. A lot of rumblings and rumors and beliefs that he would be suspended, maybe 3-4 games, maybe as minimal as 1. I don't think he's going to get suspended at all, as that is still going through the litigation process. So, as it stands now, I would say Rice is number one and one at the wide receiver position, though Kelce really is going to lead the pack there in targets and offense. And Hollywood Brown would be, you know, number two, not too far off from Rice, and a really good value right now in fantasy drafts with his ADP right around wide receiver 40 overall coming off that that shoulder injury. So that's how I'm looking at it. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to spread the love. We know that. And here's the other key, guys. Mahomes has the sixth easiest fantasy strength to schedule for a quarterback. Mm. That's why I believe he's going to throw for at least 45 touchdowns this year.
Mm. Brad Evans, new to BetMGM tonight, starting next week, joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. We're talking some fantasy football. You mentioned Travis Kelce, Brad. And one thing about that position this year, it feels like it's a little bit deeper than it has been in years past, where if you don't grab one of the first one or two guys, a Kelce or a Mark Andrews, that you might be scrambling for production at that position for the entirety of a season. Whereas now it feels like you've got plenty of options and a little bit more depth than we're used to seeing at tight end. Is that correct?
Yeah, it really is. One of the deepest tight end classes from my recollection we've seen maybe in a decade, quite honestly, and maybe ever in fantasy. So many guys playing that kind of hybrid role. And look at Dalton Kincaid, for example, right? He's listed as a tight end, but really he's a slot wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. And that target share is going to be enormous there. So I have Kincaid at number five on my tight end list. And this is the year, guys! This is the year Kyle Pitts actually lives up to the hype with a competent quarterback under center there and Kirk Cousins, a great strength of schedule, very favorable for him. I think he is going to eat early and often down there in the ATL. Trey McBride is an elite tight end. Evan Ingram coming off a monster season, a surefire TE1. Even if you go down the list, guys like a Tyler Conklin, with Aaron Rodgers at the controls, and hopefully he's going to stay upright this season in New York, could be a breakout candidate. Isaiah Likely, another player that could be of that Dalton Kincaid mold in that hybrid role, playing outside or in the slot for the Baltimore Ravens, and of course the laser rocket arm that Lamar Jackson possesses. And I'll even throw out Taysom Hill as well. Just got tight end eligibility in Yahoo leagues. You might say, ah, man, we've been there, done that with him, and it's anyone's best guess what Taysom Hill's going to do week in and week out. But they're going to expand his packages. That's from Dennis Allen, not from me. And I think he's a guy with 5 to 7 rushing touchdown appeal this year. And, of course, he'll catch a few balls and maybe throw a couple in the end zone as well. So don't sleep too hard on Taysom Hill. Yes, at 34 years old, the Swiss Army knife down there in New Orleans could really get it done and be maybe a borderline tight end one when it's all said and done in 12-team leagues.
So the thing about Hill is it drives me nuts. It's like one week he'll pop really big, and then yep. You go pick him up and you plug him in, and then nothing. So can we expect something maybe a little more consistent then?
Yeah, a possibility. I mean, I think you're going to get some of the, you know, peaks and valleys with him. And that really applies to almost every single player that's out there, you know, outside like maybe the top five elite players in a given position. But, yeah, look, if they really stick to what they have been saying and truly expand the package, and they're going to utilize him not only as a quarterback, but as a tight end, as a split-out wide receiver, as a running back, and maybe gets a consistent 5 to 7 touches per game. A lot of those are going to come inside the red zone. A lot of those are going to come specifically at the goal line. I think Taysom Hill could turn a profit. I mean, you're paying nothing for him right now in fantasy drafts with his ADP around 160 overall. So draft, stash, see how it shakes out. If you get that consistency, plug him in and reap the benefit.
Brad, PPR question. We are pro PPR in this show. Some are against it, but we love it. And the question is here, because you just look at the running backs, it's a lot different with PPR. And the guy that a lot of us always kind of banked on, Austin Eckler, he's in a new environment. If we are looking at that format, are there any running backs beyond the top tier that you could recommend?
Yeah, there are a number of guys. I mean, first and foremost, I think with the news that Nick Chubb is on the PUP list, and he's going to miss the first 4 weeks of the regular season, and honestly, I think it's going to stretch well beyond that. He could be out for the first half of the regular season. Jerome Ford, man, he's going to be a Mustang, and I think he's going to peel out here early on this season. I would not be remotely shocked at a half-point PPR, full-point PPR, hell, even in a standard league, He's going to post RB1 numbers in a 12-team format the first handful of weeks of the regular season and maybe beyond that. You look at the Cleveland offensive line, it is elite. It's one of the top five best in the NFL. This is a team that is predicated on the run under Kevin Stefanski. And with Deshaun Watson, all the issues and question marks with him not being 100%, I think the ball to belly is going to happen early. It's going to happen often to Jerome Ford, whether on standard handoffs or dump off passes. He could be good for 3 to 5 receptions per game. So that's a guy I would certainly move up my list. Another player I'll throw out there that's kind of off the beaten path, but Jaleel McLaughlin in Denver. Sean Payton has raved about him this entire training camp. Yeah, Juggernaut Javonte Williams going to be the main man there with Audric Estime getting a lot of short yards and goal line work. But the primary pass down back, in my opinion, is going to be McLaughlin. I might have some two running back sets there in Denver, and he's a guy that maybe has 45 to 55 catch appeal this year, especially given how woeful the Broncos defensively should be playing catch up. He's going to be on the field a ton. Don't sleep too hard on Jaleel McLaughlin. Could be a money man again in PPR format.
Brad, are we sleeping on an offense that we should be investing in? We talk a lot about offenses like the Chiefs or the Eagles. I mean, certainly Detroit. You know, the offenses that we want to walk away from our draft with a share of. Are there offenses out there that you're hearing people not talk enough about?
Yeah, the Tennessee Titans, guys. Look, I'm a buyer at Will Levis. Now, I'm not going to put mayo in my coffee. That's insanity. But I will say this. The guy's got a howitzer for an arm. And, you know, he's a big dude. He's a strapping dude. And he can spin the spirals. And when you got and I know DeAndre Hopkins deal with a knee issue right now, and hopefully he's going to be back soon, maybe miss a game or two, if any at all, in the regular season. But you got Calvin Ridley, who's at an incredible training camp by all indications, you know, boots on the ground, people from looking from afar, they've been raving about him. It doesn't really matter. I think he's being slept on too hard in fantasy drafts, going like wide receiver 3 right now. But he got Tyjae Spears and catch the ball in the backfield. He got Tony Pollard, who's kind of a do-it-all back as well. Chico Conquo is a tight end with a ton of upside, ton of athleticism there. And the defense for the Titans stinks. And that's a great thing for fantasy production, again, because you're scoreboard chasing practically early on. So it would not be shocking to me if Will Levis, who's going like quarterback 24 right now in average drafts, is a top 15 signal caller this year, and the associated players around him, especially Calvin Ridley, in my opinion, he's got a chance to crack the wide receiver top 20. On top of that, Spears and Pollard are going to be quite valuable assets in PPR formats. Again, woeful defense usually leads to increased opportunities, which means oftentimes more scoring as well. So don't forget about the Tennessee Titans. Could be a party in Las Vegas, which I hear is common pretty much year-round.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Brad, last one for me, and it's got some real football to it, quote-unquote, but we talk a lot of Buffalo Bills football here, naturally, and if I'm listing reasons what would concern me for the Bills in week one against Arizona, it's really the unknown. Marvin Harrison Jr., we've seen a little bit there in the preseason. We've seen all their wide receivers burst onto the scene and make a name for themselves. So just in week one, but also for the whole year, how would you kind of forecast the numbers here for Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Man, the hype is just out of control right now on some of these rookie wideouts. Marvin Harrison Jr., I loved his value about 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. He was going around wide receiver 18, wide receiver 19. Over the last month, guys, his ADP, wide receiver 9. People are drinking the silly sauce. You're buying on the bull, not the bear, and there's no profitability there at that price point. I'm just not buying it. Look, I know Arizona has an equally dreadful defense, much like the Tennessee Titans, which will increase those, you know, targets overall for Marvin Harrison. And he's a freak. You know, we know the pedigree with his father and obviously the overall skill set he possesses and show it at the Ohio State. I have to say that for copyright purposes. But, you know, he's a guy that's probably, what, 75, 80 receptions, I would say 1050 to 1100 yards, handful of touchdowns. That's solid, but that's not wide receiver 9 level production. So I would pump the brakes on him, and you can apply the same logic to Malik Nabers. Another guy, freakish athlete. This is not an indictment on his skill set. It's off the charts. We've seen what he can do in the preseason. We've seen the videos that made the rounds on social media in practice. He can make every single catch that's out there. His quarterbacks suck. Let's not sugarcoat it. They're awful. Daniel Jones, Drew Lock, it doesn't matter who is under center in the Big Apple. He may be targeted 140 times. He'll be lucky to catch 10 balls. It sounds like an exaggeration, but you're overpaying for Malik Nabers, who right now is wide receiver 21 on average in fantasy drafts since August 1st. I think he's a guy that'll be lucky to crack the wide receiver top 30 when it's all said and done.
All right, Brad, I love having you on. I love having Barons on. You, me, Barons. I think we might be like three of the more vocal Chicago Bears fans that are out there. We don't like talk about it enough. Humor me for a second here. Indulge this Bears fan. Are you allowing yourself to buy into some of the hype?
Oh, yeah, and enormously, guys. Look, I'm trying to bury the bias as much as humanly possible, but let's call a spade a spade. This offense is going to be damn good. You know, Caleb Williams is a real deal at Holyfield. He was quarterback 15 last season, not for Lake Superior State, not for, like, Bethune-Cookman. He played at USC, and that was among all FBS quarterbacks, and adjusted completion percentage, he was top 15 in the country. We've seen what he's been able to do with the first-team offense. You know, there's been, you know, some ups, some downs, as is, you know, the case with any rookie quarterback coming in the league. But when you're surrounded with the arsenal that he has and DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, fat or no fat at 230 pounds, it doesn't matter to me. He's got great hands. He got Cole Kmet there at tight end. Got Rome Odunze, who's going to play a pivotal role in the slot. DeAndre Swift catch balls out of the backfield. Khalil Herbert will spell him at times. The offensive line, I think, is going to be borderline top 10. He's got a borderline top 10 supportive defense. I am buying the Bears. I can't believe I'm saying this. This is why I drink, guys. This is why my liver is the size of Texas, because they have driven me to the tequila bottle for a number of years. The Bears are going to be damn good this year. I'm taking the over on 9.5 wins. I think the Bears to make the playoffs are minus 110, and I'm buying on Caleb Williams, Offensive Rookie of the Year. I cannot believe it's still plus money, plus 135 right now at BetMGM. Go all in on Chicago. They're going to be full real.
Last thing here, and that would be about your new co-host, Ryan. And we knew Ryan from his days in Milwaukee before he went to BetMGM tonight. We'd invite him on anytime there'd be an issue with the Packers or the Bucks, and he'd always be gracious. And then it was one of those moments where I was mortified, because then he goes on BetMGM tonight, and it wasn't until then I realized, oh my gosh, this whole time I've been mispronouncing his name. Like, I was thinking, like, Bo Horvat from, you know, I think he plays for the Islanders now. Like, he's such a nice guy that for all these years we were calling him Ryan Horvat. It's Horvat.
Using our hard A accent here from Western New York. And Ryan's just a gentleman, just rolled with it, didn't say anything until we started actually pronouncing it the right way and owned up to it. So you've got a guy next to you starting next week on BetMGM tonight with a lot of patience. We'll put it that way, Brad.
Oh, yeah, indeed, and a tremendous human being. I honestly, guys, I think you just educated me, because he's not correcting me either, because I've been saying Horvat, like a vat of beer. So it's Horvat.
It's Horvat, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna play with this live on air when we debut on September 3rd, so on Tuesday. I had, like, nicknames lined up. I was going to be Horvat, that cat, but that can't work now, so I got to go Horvat. And I feel like I'm going to have my pinky out when
yes,
I say it.
Yes, of course.
And he's such a nice guy, but he does have a streak to them. Real quick story. So it's draft night, Detroit, big scene, everything. And I put out this innocuous tweet. And, like, you never know who's going to pick up a tweet. And I said, like, hey, what is this? Why would anybody go stand there? What is this for you? It's not a concert. You're so far away. Then my phone started to blow up because I'm not listening to the show at that moment, but Ryan saw it. And on the show, he said, well, that's Gene being Mr. Krabby ass there. It's a lot of fun. So he does have that streak where he can call somebody that.
Well, I'm real looking forward to him calling me out because he's going to hopefully throw me under the bus, not only drive over me, but just go ahead and throw it in reverse. Horvat.
Yeah.
And do it again.
Yeah.
So I'm totally down. And that'll add to the flair, the excitement, the exchanges that will be completely unscripted. And those are the moments I live for when doing live radio.
Well, I can't wait to hear how it sounds starting next Tuesday. Brad, you and Ryan are the best. Really appreciate you carving out some time. And also appreciate all the work you're doing there and putting stuff out, content for free for people that are into this, like I am, at thegamingjuice.com. Your site's fantastic.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, super snazzy. Shout out to Boom Press, who is our platform provider. And, yeah, all kinds of fresh content. We're cranking out every single day. And my colleagues, Ben Wittenstein and Nate Jacobson, already churning out college football picks. So I'm going to tell those guys, loving Stanford plus the points against TCU. So let's go.
Brad, appreciate the time, man. Looking forward to Tuesday night.
All right, guys, I appreciate it as well. Good luck in your fantasy draft. Bear down!
Yes, that's my guy. That's my guy right there.
That's going to work in that time slot because you need a little energy, right?
Oh,
like, you're working the swing shift or whatever it is. Yeah, you need a little Brad Evans. In
that's my guy. Yeah. Although Horvat's a Packers guy.
Right. That's
unique
conflict.
Yeah. It's
going to be great.
It's going to be great. Yeah. Brad Evans, the big noise here in the sports bar. Good to have him on and excited that he's going to be a part of our family here at the Fan Rochester starting Tuesday night on BetMGM tonight. You'll be able to hear Brad weeknights starting at 7 o'clock. Happy Hour is next in the sports bar. The Buffalo Bills have made plenty of moves to their practice squad. We're going to get you caught up on everything going on with the Bills roster here as we prepare for week one of the NFL season. Week one that will kick off a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, and we can also tell you who didn't go to the practice squad.
Mm.
That seems to be raising some eyebrows. And also, if you missed it from earlier in the show, I don't want to say it's the best gift because we've gotten things in the past. I don't want to slay anybody, but this was a surprise we got today.
Yeah, we'll get into that and more next. Your calls are always welcome at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
Ooh.
you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.